The Irishman is a Scorsese mob movie with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci, and it's getting rave reviews. Do you think a lot of people decided to stay home and watch it instead of going to the theater?
Well, I think a lot of people watch the movie, obviously, but if you think of The Irishman and the cast and its appeal and where it would have landed as a theatrical feature and how much money it would have made, I don't think you can explain the downturn in theatrical box office with just that one movie. It's an art film, if you will. It's a specialty film, maybe a little bit more mainstream, maybe it drew 20 or 30 or 40 million out of the box office, but the real numbers are being rolled up by movies like Frozen. And there was another movie that opened this week, Knives Out, which did quite well, surprisingly. And so I think that there's a lot happening, but I don't think you can explain what's happening in theatrical just with The Irishman this weekend.
So then why were movie theaters fighting so hard with Netflix over this?
Well, you know, you use the term negotiations. As far as I know, and I work at Variety and I pay a lot of attention, I may be missing something. There doesn't really seem to be anything that you would really call a negotiation. Netflix has a business model. It is a subscription and you watch things on your TV at home. They are reluctantly and grudgingly sort of taking some steps to show movies in theaters a little bit, but there's no real deal in the traditional sense that there's a 90-day window where things are kept out of home box office. They're kept away from the TV for 90 days so that the theaters have a chance to show the movie.
Okay, so, I mean, does Netflix gain anything, make any extra money by showing it earlier?
Well, that's their business model, and, you know, the profitability or lack thereof with Netflix is a subject of a lot of articles in Variety and other publications. They're spending, depending on who you read, somewhere between $15 to $18 billion a year creating content, purchasing and producing it, and they're selling subscriptions, and they have tens of millions of subscriptions all over the world. Is it a good business? I don't know. I do know one thing. It's great for people who make a product because somebody's writing checks for $18 billion.
Yeah. So do movie theaters need to come up with a new business model? What are they going to do?
Well, the business of theatrical has really become the blockbuster business. It's franchises. It's what's called, franchise IP, the Marvel Universe, DC, Star Wars, Pixar. They are probably 90% of box office, and all of that stuff that we would have called Oscar movies or specialty films or dramas, whatever word you want to use, they're really not making it in theaters anymore to any grand degree. They've really been marginalized. Television has really taken over, streaming has taken over, and the theatrical space is basically big movies with big effects and huge marketing budgets, and that represents the state of theatrical. I don't know how you do anything about that.